Big news from Stability AI. They launched Brand Studio on April 8, pitching it not as another generator, but as an end-to-end creative production platform. The article frames this as a shift from selling models to owning workflows.
Right, that wording matters. Calling it a production platform signals an attempt to move up the stack, from providing model access to running the branded environment where content gets made and reviewed.
And that's important because brand work isn't judged on novelty. Teams need outputs that stay on message, visually consistent, and that survive review without breaking downstream production.
Exactly. The article stresses this is a product and systems problem. Teams need repeatability, permissions, approval flows, version history, and asset reuse, not just a prompt box with better art direction.
Stability's technical bet is worth noting. Brand Studio needs to carry brand context through the pipeline, assets, rules, references, so the model generates the right thing, not just something interesting.
But there's a catch. Brand consistency usually drives up effort and cost. If Brand Studio just gives decent first drafts but still needs the same manual cleanup, it won't deliver the platform-level value the announcement promises.
That positioning also shifts who they're competing with. The article argues this puts Stability closer to workflow and content-op tools. Think Adobe's brand stack, rather than consumer-grade generators.
And platform buyers ask tougher questions. They want integrations with storage and publishing, clear controls on who can create and approve, auditability, and to know how the model layer is used or swapped.
So what to watch? Real proof will be fewer revision cycles, concrete integrations, governance features, and visible controls around brand inputs and outputs. The launch sets direction, but not operational depth.
In short, Brand Studio is Stability AI's attempt to own the branded production environment. Whether that's a genuine platform shift or packaging depends on whether it actually reduces friction for creative teams.